Session number 12249, Mr. P. Larson, Reel 2.
Mr. P. Lawson, Reel 2. What was Lieutenant Jackson's role in the company, Mr. Lawson?
He was the platoon commander of 10 platoon. He was a real gentleman. He was like a father figure to me. Wherever we went, even when we went to France, his first object was getting his platoon into the best billets that he could get. And then he used to say to me, "Right, Lawson," he said, "you and I will go and look for somewhere." And right up till going into action, he always got me a room next to his in a private house.
Was it usual for an officer to see his men settled before he settled?
No. Not, I would say, 9 out of 10. I never noticed it anyway in the battalion that I was with, that was his first object. When we got wherever we were going to be billeted, he used to say, "Right, I want the best billets for my men," and he used to look around, and as I say, after that he'd say, "Right, we'll look for ourselves somewhere." And right up until going into action, I got into a private house next door to his bedroom, and with sheets and everything, so I was muddy and cuddled, really.
Are there any other duties which you had to perform? You've mentioned some of them.
No, when we went into action, of course, we were like a messenger boy for him, you know, going from one place to another if he wanted any message to send in. Really, as I say, going back to his the officer, he was a real gentleman, and actually my son is called after him, called Keith.
How old was he, Mr. Lawson?
Well, I think he would just be a little bit older than me, so he must have been just in his 20 or 21. He could have been a cricketer for Yorkshire, but of course with being born in Durham, he couldn't get. But that's all he thought about when he's, and in his spare moments, he used to be get me to go outside and bowl balls or throw balls and slouch them about, and also he was a very good musician, and he used to sit for hours listening. I remember one incident down in Kingham. There was only him and I left. It was Christmas, and the other officers had all gone on leave, and he'd gone out shooting this day and come back up to the eyes in muck and clarts. So he said, "I'll have to have a bath, Lawson." So it just was petitioned off in this house, and so I ran his bath and he got in, and I could hear the wireless going with his high brown music, and I kept going to the door and listening. I couldn't hear anything. So at the finish, it was just like a 3-plywood door. I pushed it open, and here he is, fast asleep in the bath. He was a great boy, he was, yeah.
How did he treat you occasionally if you did the wrong thing, which you probably did from time to time?
Well, yes, he used to reprimand me if I did something wrong, but I think I can honestly say that I never, very, very rare, I did anything wrong. And at least if he did, he never used to say anything. I know he used to, his mother told me when she was alive that he used to like my shepherd's pie and my rice puddings, because I used to put marmalade in the rice puddings, and he said I made the best shepherd pie and rice pudding that he's ever had.
So you cooked for him?
Yeah, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's a boy, a man now, George Whitfield, that lives in Barnacastle. He was the cook. He was a batman to the officer commanding, and he used to do the cooking, but if he wasn't available, I was the next in line. And man, I haven't done any since, like.
What are your memories of Kingham? Kingham, was it you said?
Kingham, yes,
what
yes.
What Kingham?
Well, as I say, I don't think we could have got to a friendly village. It was only a small village, and just saying that now, I know someone that's been back and they said that we wouldn't recognise the place. Now it's a big town, you know, but it was just a small village then. But no, everybody was very, very, very kind, you know, and we were down there in the summertime, and fruit and things like that we got from them. It was marvellous, like, you know, and they used to put entertainment on for us in the village hall. And nothing was of any trouble. Yeah, and
what did you do for leisure?
Well, more or less, just apart from when, if there was nothing doing in the village hall, just going in and having a drink or two. That's about all. And I'll go to the cinema.
Any memories?
Well, I was going to say we had other five batmen beside myself, and we were right on the top floor, and of course the urinals and that were outside, and when these other lads were a bit heavy drinker than what I was, and they used to come in on a night and had some of the bucket up there, and my word, there used to be some curries on them up there on the night time. Dear me. But,
what training were you involved with?
Training.
What was the training that the battalion was going through at Kingham?
Well, they were going through, you know, exercises, going off on day exercises and 2 or 3 days exercise. But as I say, I was, well, fortunate in one sense, I think, that I missed all those. He never used to take me with him, you know. I was really maybe model college a bit, you know.
So as a batman, you didn't go with him on exercise?
No, he never used to take me. No, he used to say, oh, you can stay in the house, Lawson, and just tidy up and, you know.
The division was a motorised division. Was it motorised at this time?
Well, slightly, not too much. You had 2 or 3 1,500 weight, because that's about, you know, what we had, apart maybe from an odd 3-tonner, but it was mostly 1,500 weights. I think every platoon had a 1,500 weight, you know, to carry so much equipment and things like that.
With his platoon, in the normal drilling situation, you weren't involved in that either?
No, only once. I think it was when we went down to Kingham at Bishop Auckland. We went on to RSM's parade. I was on that. I can pitch myself on it now. Unfortunately, I got, you know, got to throw it okay, but by Jove, it was a a bit of a tedious job, like, with not doing any, you know, just now and again. It was, but he wanted me to go on that one, so I did, and I think that's about the only one that I ever went on, really. Yeah, never on guard or.
How long were you at Kingham?
From about the November till, I think, back end of January, I think it is, when we went to France. I think it was somewhere about there.
Had you got any leave in that time?
Yes, I got leave in January to come to get married. They gave me 4 days, and of course we had to be, we were engaged, the wife and I, and we had to be married by special license. Well, a snowstorm came and the license didn't get through, but fortunately the rural dean was marrying us, and he phoned the bishop up and asked if he could marry us without the license, and he did. And so I was married at 10 o'clock down at Stafford Church on the Wednesday morning, and I was on the train in Varney Station at 11 going back to Kingham and ready for going to France.
So 1 hour later?
1 hour later. And I came back here in this room at that time while his mother and father lived here. I remember taking my shoes off, putting my boots on, having a piece of cake. I don't think I had a drink of wine, I don't know, I can't remember. And the taxi came and I was whipped off to the station. And that's the last time I saw my wife for 6 months.
Did you have to get the army's permission to marry?
No, well, I'd ask the officer commanding if I had to have leave to come and get married, but I didn't have to ask me if I could be married, you know. And so they gave us the 4 days leave to come and get married, because they knew that they were going to France, of course. And so that was my wedding day.
What was the pay you were getting?
7 shillings a week. And then when I got married, my wife got a shilling a day as well, so she got 7 shillings. But I think, I got a proficiency pay after that later on, but I just forget now what I ended up at, really. But that was the beginning, anyway, 7 shillings a week.
Did you get the whole of the 7 shillings?
Yes, I got the whole of the 7 shillings.
There was nothing taken off by the
army? No, not then, no. There was later on, you know, there was so much go to credits or whatever they called them. And that was it.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to take part in kit inspections, anything of this
kind? Oh, yes. I had kit inspections, yeah, things like that.
And who inspected your kit?
Well, different people. It just depends, you know, how you were held. If you were in the battalion, well, it could be the adjutant or the colonel, or, you know, but if you were just in the company, well, it could be an officer from another platoon, or, you know, or it could be your own officer, but...
Was it a regular occurrence?
Not as much at the beginning when I was with the Durham as it was later on when I went to the other regiment. It was pretty regular there.
Were you expected to pay for any damages or anything that was lost?
Well, if you were, you know, too bad, kept losing things on peace, then they used to take it off your pay. But, and, you know, as long as you weren't too bad, they just used to renew it for you.
How did you cope with the discipline of the regiment?
Well, as I say... not too bad, really, but I must admit that I was out of, in a sense, discipline to what the ordinary man in the platoon or the company was, because I was shielded from it quite a lot. So therefore, you know, I know that there was discipline. I mean, I know one or two lads that were sent down to the lass house and one thing and another for things that they did, but... I never experienced that. I was, this is later on, as I say, after I left the regiment, I was only once on a charge, but I got off it, so, you know, I wasn't what you call a naughty boy.
You mentioned working in the officer's mess.
Yes.
What kind of work or duties did that entail?
Well, I mean, as I say, if you were on the table duty, well, it meant setting the table out, you know, for any, if there had any functions come, any guests coming or something like that, and getting the right procedure and serving the colonel first or the brigadier, whoever was going to be there, and serving them the right way and seeing that the silver and all that was kept clean, and the dining room was kept tidy, silver polished, and yeah, there's quite a bit of work to it. Like it was not so bad when you were just in a company, but when you once got into the battalion, well, there were some officers used to be there then, and I say they were always having guest nights and one thing and another. So it was quite a quite a feat, really.
Did you have to wear a different uniform?
No, just a white jacket, just a white, I don't know what they call it, just like a three-quarter, just to come around here, you know, around the trousers. And
Were you trained in these duties?
Yes, you were. Well, I would say trained to a sense, you know, I mean, someone had done it before, someone that had been in the regular army, because we had quite a few from the 1st Battalion with us. Well, they'd gone through it all, like, you know, and they used to show you what you had to do. But,
who ran the officers' mess?
What was the call him, though, the officer? PRI, wasn't it? I think that was the call him. I think that's what his name was. He used to be like the mess officer, and you were answerable to him, of course. And, I thoroughly enjoyed it in being in there. It was you got lots of perks which you wouldn't have got otherwise, you know.
Such as?
Plenty of food to eat, drinks, especially when there'd been a big party on, and getting all that was left. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was very good. And
could you tell me a typical day in the life of a batsman, Mr. Lawson?
Well, he used to get up in the morning, I think, as far as I remember, it was about 6:30 when he used to get up. Of course, he used to go and get washed and shaved and a cup of tea if possible. If not, he used to go to the officers' quarters, and he always woke him up with a cup of tea. And he used to hang about there until he got up. And once he went to the bathroom or whatever it was, you went and laid all his things out, what he was going to wear that day. He would tell you the night before, well, I wanted me dress uniform or my battle dress or